What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, March 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Retirement is an ongoing exercise of trying to avoid running out of money. For single women, there are other factors to consider in living out their later years.
A lot of them really made pretty significant changes at some point, either before or after their official retirement. Women moved across the country, and another woman just even opted to retire pretty early in life and travel the world.
Reporter Ann Turgeson and members of the personal finance team recently spoke to single women about how they're getting by in retirement. She'll join us after the break.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Single women face a unique set of challenges in retirement. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ann Turgeson joins me. Ann, why did you and reporter Veronica Dagger spotlight single women for this story?
We wanted to kind of shine a light on the challenges that single women in particular face in retirement. Single people face a challenge compared to couples because they have to live on one Social Security check in retirement instead of two. And, you know, they have one pot of savings, but single women have other things that they have to contend with.
How is a single woman's path to retirement different from, say, a single man?
A lot of it stems back to the gender wage gap. So women earn less than men on average during their working years. Some data that I've seen indicates that women on average are paid about 80 cents for every dollar that men earn. And women are also much more likely to take time away from a career to take care of children or parents. And over time, women accrue less savings because of their time away and because they earn less. And that also contributes to lower Social Security checks.
Tell me about some of the women you spoke with for this story.
One of the people I spoke to is a woman in New Jersey. She was a high earner. She was a consultant and she had a very successful consulting career. But then in her late 50s, her father died and her mother needed full-time help. So she had to drop everything and become a caregiver to help her mother find full-time live-in help. And in her 3 months away from the workforce, her billable hours fell. So she got laid off. And then she had to think about finding a new job. So she had that career interruption that I was talking about that's really prevalent for women. And then she also became a caregiver to her mother, working in tandem with a paid caregiver. And she handled all the bills, she handled all the finances, she handled all the medical appointments to help her mother.
And she lives in New Jersey, which is not an inexpensive place to live. How does she get by?
She had a nice amount of savings because of her career in consulting. She saved diligently. She hired a financial advisor when she was pretty early on in her career. She had a financial plan. She ended up saving about $600,000 by the time she was laid off. And she also had a $50,000 emergency account. After she was laid off, she used the emergency account to make ends meet. She ended up deciding to launch a new business that is very focused on caregiving. So first she went through her emergency account, and then she actually turned to her $600,000 retirement savings nest egg, started taking about $3,000 a month from that. And recently she has reduced that amount because she paid off her mortgage and her business has started making money for her. So she's been able to reduce the amount she's taking from that nest egg. She's about to claim Social Security. She's 66 years old. So she's going to use her Social Security starting in this summer. She's getting a sizable Social Security benefit because of her earnings record being pretty high. So she's going to live on that, and she's going to leave her nest egg alone. So she sort of did the opposite of what most people do, which is to claim Social Security first and then save the nest egg for later. She withdrew from the nest egg early, and now she's going to stop and leave her nest egg for the future, including for caregiving expenses if she ends up needing help.
You also spoke to a 65-year-old who retired with no savings. What can people struggling to save learn from her experience?
She lived this life that she characterized as really delightful and full of adventure. And she did have some savings at one point, but she formally retired at age 62. She decided for a few years that she wasn't going to work, which she now regrets because she said she's living on her Social Security check, and she said that was like a 3 or 4 year period, which she now views as a missed opportunity to build up and accrue an even higher Social Security benefit. One thing that she did that has enhanced her financial security, it's not necessarily possible for all people, but she ended up serendipitously moving back to her hometown, and she wanted to be helpful to her brother who was going through a tough time. Subsequently, she and her brother purchased a two-family home and that she moved into, and he is her landlord. And that has actually given her a decent amount of financial security, because if she kind of gets into a position where, for example, something goes wrong and she needs to spend money fixing her car, he can be flexible in terms of, well, you know, you can pay your rent a little bit late.
I guess it pays to know the landlord.
Yeah, exactly. And she said everybody kind of needs one person, right? It doesn't have to be a spouse. You can think more broadly about people in your life, maybe a friend, maybe a relative. And for her, her brother turned out to be that person.
The women you profiled in your story have different backgrounds and different levels of retirement savings. What do they have in common about how they approached retirement?
A lot of them really made pretty significant changes at some point, either before or after their official retirement. The woman in New Jersey I mentioned completely changed her career and had a lot of freedom to make that decision because, you know, she didn't have to negotiate that with someone else. Other women moved across the country, and another woman just even opted to retire pretty early in life and travel the world. So that kind of came through to me, is that that's a real difference that single people have versus married couples. And that's, for these women, turned out to be a really positive thing for all of them.
People planning for retirement often are inspired by what's sometimes called the FIRE movement. What is that, and how can it benefit retirees?
FIRE stands for Financial Independence, Retire Early. And it's something that's sort of gained traction in recent years. And the idea is that people save aggressively and they really cut their spending in order to be able to afford to retire significantly earlier than they would have otherwise. The woman that we profiled is a woman named Stephanie Perry, who retired at age 41, which is quite young. Now, I should say that Stephanie is not fully, completely retired. She can't draw on Social Security yet. She's way too young for that. So she does have some part-time work that she does that brings in some income for her. And she's been able to build up her savings, not a huge amount, but a cushion there. And she also has her parents to fall back on, to that point of maybe it's not a spouse, but having relatives, friends, somebody else that can provide you with a little bit of financial security in the event you get in a situation where you need someone to fall back on.
That's WSJ reporter Ann Turkeson. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning with WSJ's Melanie Evans to discuss how unsuspecting patients are dealing with billions of dollars in fees that hospitals charge for routine care. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.